Washington County Little League All-Stars are on the air. Today's game, Washington County versus Columbus, is made possible by Woodson Lumber Company, H-E-B in Burnham, Batter's Box, Kiki Egg Farm, Bluebell Creamery, Christian Lutheran Church, Christ Lutheran Church, Guadalajara Mexican Restaurant, Moment Insurance Agency, Eric Benitez and Cedar Frame Real Estate, A1 Quality Plumbing, Texas Farm Credit, Whataburger in Burnham, Dahman Associates, BVR Material, Blinn College, Hody Real Estate, Tillman General Contracting, Washington Animal Clinic, Brennan Industry Group, Burton Friends and Neighbors, Citizen State Bank, Plan North Architecture, Mr. Gaddy's Pizza in Burnham, Double D Glass Service, Blue Bonnet Petroleum, K&H Portable Toilets, LaRoche Chevrolet, GMC and Buick, Bank of Burnham, Courier Construction, DDM Pipe and Steel, Brandon Graphics, Mr. Windshield, Felder's By and By, Sidell Schrader, Green Duck Services, Thrivent Financial, Bilski Waterwell Services, La Morello's Meat Market, Pro Auto Supply, J&J Packing, Conjuro Tile, and Burnham National Bank. We'll go to the field for the pregame with your host, Doug Brown, after these words from our sponsors.
J&J Packing Company in Brookshire is a USDA federally inspected wholesale and retail meat distributor specializing in pork products, fresh or frozen. Need a roasting pig or custom processing? Call J&J Packing at 281-375-6060 or place an order for your next barbecue or party. J&J Packing is a proud sponsor of the Washington County area sporting events. J&J Packing on West Highway 90 in Brookshire, Texas.
We're the B, we're the X, we're the S. We're
BHS. If you're in the Burnham area, don't let the team spirit stop on the field. Load those buses and bring the whole team to Mr. Gaddy's Pizza to continue the fun. There's tons of parking and room for school buses. Bring the team and get the ball rolling at the all-you-can-eat pizza buffet, then show off your skills in their arcade filled with classic video games, Connect Four basketball, and more. Mr. Gaddy's Pizza in Burnham, where your team can eat like champions. Voted best pizza and wings in town. Located just off Highway 290 next to Flamingo Ranch.
Would you like to be part of something bigger than yourself or even Brenham? While we gather for worship on Sundays and Wednesdays like most churches, at Christ Lutheran, there is so much more to the story. Like the vast number of lives impacted in our region and beyond are responding to God's love and sharing what we have been blessed with. Want to make a difference or simply be a part of a community that cares about others and relationships? Come just as you are. Christ Lutheran, where everyone fits.
Are you ready to build that new barndominium you've been dreaming about? Or maybe it's a new workshop, a storage building, or even a metal house. DDM Custom Metal Buildings in Brenham and Bastrop is ready when you are. DDM has been fabricating metal buildings in Texas for over a quarter century, so you know you can trust them with your project. Try their interactive design demo at ddmbuildings.com or stop by their office and let their staff explain the many options available for style, panels, color, and design. Choose the industry leader for your metal building, DDM.
And good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and we welcome you out here to Jimmy Blue Schrader Field here in Sealy, part of the Sealy Little League Complex. It is the starter bracket play for the District 13 7-year-old All-Stars. And they already just had one game complete where Sealy defeated Rice. 6-2 was the final score there. And so now Washington County white team is going to be taking on Columbus. And the winner of this game will be going on to play tomorrow at 4:30, while the loser will play at 3 o'clock. Now, they did the seedings. Well, I should backtrack first. They finished up pool play earlier today. And let me pull that up real quick here. Uh, And for the Washington County White team, pool play. Now, last night, they defeated Hempstead. I understand that was a pretty thrilling game. They were down at one point, 7-4, and came back and won it with five runs in the last inning to take that game 9-7. And then earlier today, they lost to Columbus 10-5. So, and that was in the last of the warm-up games, so they're getting a chance to play them again today. And originally this was scheduled for a 3 o'clock start, but because of with all the trying to get the seedings done and then get to the next field for the start, they just decided back everything up an hour. And so Washington County White and Columbus will go at it again. They are the respective Columbus, the number 4 seeded team. Washington County White, the number 5 seeded team. Now, the number 1 seeded team in the tournament is the Washington County Green Team. And Green Team, they swept their two games 11-3 and four over Columbus, and then 14-3 over Weimar. And so the Green Team actually gets a bye, and they'll play tomorrow afternoon at 1:30 against whoever wins between Belleville and Hempstead. And we'll have that one for you right here on KWHI, 1:15 pregame. And then the number 2 seed, as we said, was Sealy. They beat number 7 Rice. And then going on the other field right now, we got Burleson County taking on Weimar. That's the number 3 and number 6 seeds. And so that is how they stack up right now as far as the tournament goes. And we've got more to come here on our pregame show. But first, let's send you back to the studios, and let's hear another 2 minutes from our sponsors.
In Texas, every season is grilling season, but the days are longer. We know you're just itching to have a good old backyard barbecue with your friends and family. Luckily, H-E-B makes it easy. Make just one stop when you're shopping for those summer parties. Grab steaks, hamburgers, hot dogs, buns, drinks, and sides all in one place. That way you can hurry back to the fun in the sun. Make H-E-B in Brenham your summer headquarters, located at 2508 South Day Street. No store does more.
Hey guys, Eric Benitez here. I'm deeply honored to have been chosen as Washington County's favorite realtor, along with Cedar Frame as a favorite real estate brokerage through the Banner Press. I'm grateful to be blessed with the resources and support to serve our community, and I'm devoted to our local youth and sports. In fact, with your support, last spring we were able to award 4 student athlete scholarships. The real estate market and technology have evolved over the years, so we're doing things a little different when it comes to selling and marketing your properties. If you have any questions about your home's value, please reach out to me, 979-830-3914.
The Blinn College District is proud to support Washington County students on the field, on the court, and especially in the classroom. With the Blinn College Washington County Scholarship, eligible Washington County residents who recently graduated high school can receive up to $1,000 in tuition support during their first academic year. The scholarship is open to part-time and full-time students, and you can take classes online or on any Blinn campus. So learn more today at blinn.edu/scholarships.
Want to support a local business with local employees? Come to Brenham's Napa Auto Parts. Pro Auto Supply isn't owned by some out-of-state corporation. It's locally run by caring employees who not only are the best countermen in Brenham, but only sell high-quality parts so you won't get stranded. Hydraulic hoses made while you wait. Thousands of parts for your cars, trucks, and tractors, and a huge inventory of filters. Come see Brenham Napa Auto Parts at 1102 South Austin at 5th Street, or call them at 836-1964. Napa keeps Brenham moving.
All right, back we go here. We're so glad you could be with us. Doug Brown with you on the radio this afternoon as part of our Washington County Little League All-Star continuous coverage. We are waiting on the start of bracket play between the Washington County White team and the Columbus All-Stars. These two, as we said, met earlier this morning, and it was Columbus getting the win 10-5. And so now Washington County White team looking for some payback here. Now, for those of you that are new to the Little League, they do have some stipulations here. They do have, for the rules, each inning it's either 5 runs or 3 outs, whichever comes first. Batters are not allowed to walk. Maximum 5 pitches per bat. Unless they foul one off, then they can go ahead and do another one. But they keep going. They go till they get a hit or an out, whichever one comes first. And Meanwhile, it looks like they're going to get the coaches up already. So we're going to go ahead and take another break, and we'll be back with the starting lineups after we hear another 2 minutes from our sponsors.
Blue Bonnet Petroleum is your distributor for Chevron with Techron gasoline, diesel fuel, and lubricants in Washington County and the surrounding area. No gasoline gives you better mileage than Chevron with Techron. When it comes to buildup, cleanup in your engine, no other gasoline performs like Chevron with Techron. That means better mileage, better acceleration, and better engine protection. Blue Bonnet Petroleum, your Chevron distributor in Brenham at 4181 Highway 36 North, 979-836-2531.
Conjura Tile Incorporated at 1004th North Park in Brenham is your floor specialist. Conjura Tile has been owned and operated by the Conjura family since 1967, and they are avid supporters of the youth of Washington County. The owners and staff at Conjura Tile congratulate the Washington County boys and girls for making the Little League All-Star teams and wish them luck during the tournaments this summer. Conjura Tile thanks all the coaches, parents, and Little League Association for making this experience possible for our young people. Go Washington County!
Insurance, not something you enjoy buying, but if you ever need it, boy, are you glad you have it. Dahlman & Associates in Brenham, your local agent for Germania Insurance, can help make buying insurance simple and less stressful. With over 250 years of combined experience, Dahlman & Associates will find the best discounts to insure your car or truck, your home, or even your business. To save money on your insurance premiums, contact Dahlman & Associates, your trusted local Germania agent at 310 South Bluebell Road in Brenham.
Since 1980, K&H Portable Toilets has been bringing clean, convenient, portable, self-contained toilets to this area's county festivals, fairs, concerts, and other special events, as well as your commercial, residential, or industrial work sites. K&H Portable Toilets, a family-owned and operated business, prides themselves in superior service to the community. Call K&H Portable Toilets at 836-0552 or stop by 1201 Highway 105 in Brenham for your next special event or work site. Remember, the job's not finished till the paperwork is done. Go Washington County All-Stars.
And we are back here as we're ready for the starting lineups in between the Washington County White Team and Columbus. Washington County manager Colby Finke and assistant coaches are Mason Finke, Brian Maynard, and Brandon Kelkin. And leading it off for Washington County is going to be Kaysen Parker playing third base. Batting second will be the shortstop, Bo Finke. Batting third will be Jackson Johnson. Batting fourth, Brooks Remedios. Batting fifth will be Ryan Runge. Batting sixth, the catcher, Owen Maynard. Batting seventh will be the pitcher, Lincoln Bell. Batting eighth, first baseman, Eli Merritt. Batting ninth will be Luke Weinken. Batting tenth, second baseman, Drake Kelkin. Batting 11th, Miles Morales. And batting 12th will be Nolan Yelderman. Now, of course, at this level, they let everybody bat. It's not just your regular nine. They let everybody on the team get in. And let's pick up the announcements.
Players play, coaches coach, umpires officiate, and parents cheer. Negative and abusive comments towards players, umpires, or volunteers will not be tolerated. Comments of any kind towards umpires are not permitted before, during, or after games. Violation can result in immediate dismissal from the park. This game is between Washington County and Columbus.
Woo! Washington County!
Okay, getting ready for the official announcements here.
For Washington County, we have number one, Bo Finke. Number two, Elijah Merritt.
Number one.
Number three, Owen Maynard. Number four, Brooks Remedios. Number six, Lincoln Bell. Number seven, Kaysen Parker. Number eight, Jackson Johnson. Number nine, Miles Morales. Number 10, Nolan Yelderman. Number 15, Ryan Runge. Number 19, Luke Weekend. Number 99, Drake Kelton. And for Columbus, we have number one, Matt Schindler. Number two, William Anderson. Number six, Caleb Hudick. Number seven, Rockwell Dusek. Number eight, Weston Newman. Number nine, Andrew Fitzgerald. Number 10, Court Barton. Number 11, Houston Alexander. Number 19, Patrick Smith. Number 44, Parker Stewart. Number 52, Tyron Stovall. And number 99, Walker Painish. Let's play ball.
All right, so the game is up next, and we'll take one more break, and we'll be back with the first pitch after we hear 2 minutes from our sponsors.
Seidel Schrader congratulates the members of the Washington County All-Star Teams. Your selection recognizes the hard work you put in during the regular season. Seidel Schrader has been providing quality tax, accounting, consulting, and audit services since 1967. They strive to elevate and serve others through their offices in Brenham, College Station, and Katy. And they've been recognized as one of the top regional accounting firms in the Southwest. Seidel Schrader wishes good luck to all the Washington County teams in their All-Star tournaments.
Whataburger now has new premium coffee with a brand new taste. And it's coming in hot and iced cold. Drink it hot with a biscuit sandwich or iced with a brownie. Or iced with a biscuit sandwich and hot with a brownie. This is your chance to mix it up a little. Let your hair down. There's no wrong way to drink it. New hot and iced coffee from Whataburger. Just like you like it.
Builders By and By put the convenience in the term convenience store. When you're in a hurry and don't have time for the hassle of a large grocery store, head to Felder's Buy and Buy at 2111 South Market in Brenham. They offer grocery staples like bread and milk, snacks, fountain drinks, ice, lottery tickets, and top quality Shell gas. Need to cash a check? Take advantage of their check cashing service. And it's so fast. Park right at the door, run in, buy what you need, and say bye on your way out. That's Felder's Buy and Buy, the convenience store.
Mr. Windshield in Brenham is a proud supporter of the Washington County All-Stars. As a business in the Washington County area, Mr. Windshield prides themselves on giving the community the best service at the greatest prices. They can fix any repair, from a small chip in your window to quickly replacing your complete windshield or window. For all of your auto glass needs, call them today or visit us online at BrenhamAutoGlassRepairs.com. The Mr. Windshield crew would like to wish the Washington County All-Stars and their coaches good luck.
All right, and back we go. The first batter is Kaysen Parker, and he swings and misses 0-1. Next pitch coming is a ball. And Parker leading things off for the Washington County All-Stars here. And next pitch, and he foul tipped that one. Working with a two-man umpire crew. You got one behind the plate taking care of the balls and strikes. One out on the base pass. And Parker fouls this one on. That's going to hit over by the Washington County dugout. And the Washington County, the visitor for this game. And Columbus is the home team for this one. And next pitch. And Parker swings and misses. And he's down on strikes for out number one. We're just underway, top of the first inning. And now Bo Finke to bat. And he fouls this one away. No balls and strike. Hey, you're ready now, Bo. Next pitch coming. And he pops this one. Foul back in the screen. And it's 0-2. Next pitch, and that's bounced up there. Ball 1-2 now on Finke. Jackson Johnson would be due up next for the Washington County White team. And he pops this one, and that's going to drop in right behind the pitcher, and it's going to be an infield hit for Bo Finke to start things off. The pitcher, the shortstop, and the second baseman all converged on there, and it just dropped smack dab in between them. And pitches up high for a ball. And another little twist in here. This one's a new one. He is allowing four outfielders. That just swung on and missed. One ball and two strikes. So you got the left fielder, right fielder, and basically two center fielders, a left center fielder and a right center fielder. And Johnson swings and misses. He's down on strikes, and that's two away here in the first. And that'll bring up Brooks Remedios. And Remedios, right-hand batter, and pitch to him, swung on and missed. Next pitch, swung on and missed, and 0-2. And that one is taken for a ball, and it's 1-2. Washington County white team trying to get something started here in the top of the first. And bounced up there, ball, 2-2. And swung and a miss, and Remedios down on strikes, and that'll retire the side. In the inning, no runs, one hit, no errors, and one left on. And we go to the bottom of the first inning. Washington County, no runs, and Columbus coming into bat. Back after we hear 60 seconds from our sponsors.
Stay on top of your game year-round with the elite baseball and softball training facility, the Batter's Box. Located in the baseball capital of Texas, take part in the 2024 summer baseball and softball camps. All you have to do is go online to register today. And don't forget to book your summer birthday parties while availabilities last. For more info, check them out online, battersboxbtx.com. That's battersboxbtx.com. Good luck to all the area's Little League All-Stars from everyone at the Batter's Box.
Hi, this is John Hody with LaRoche Service Department. Is your car having issues again? There's nothing worse than knowing your car needs work, but not knowing where to take it. Here at LaRoche Chevrolet, Buick GMC, we pride ourselves in providing honest and quality work with no surprises. We'll diagnose the problem, explain it clearly, and get you a free estimate before we start any repairs. So when your car needs service, come see us at 900 Highway 290 West in Brenham.
All right, as we are ready, Washington County and Columbus, or Washington County White and Columbus, and of course, the coaches doing the pitching here at this level. I forgot to ask why, because this used to be machine pitch, why they switched from machine pitch to coach pitch. Maybe they just didn't feel like dragging that machine out here anymore. And Stewart, leadoff batter for Columbus. He swings and misses, 0-1. And for Washington County, it's Lincoln Bell doing the fielding position of pitcher. Owen Maynard doing the catching. And that one bounced up there. Stewart swings and misses. And it's 0-2 count. And that pitch is high, 1-2 rather. And I guess I should specify the It's a Columbus coach pitching to the Columbus batter. And pitch bounced up there, ball, and it's 2-2. So the coach throws the pitch, but then when it comes to the fielding, that's up to the person playing the pitcher position. And Stewart hits this one, a ground ball back to the pitcher. Bell bobbles it, and it's going to be safe at first. Couldn't quite get the handle on it. And now the next pitch. Swung on a miss. This is Painish, the next batter. And next pitch. Taken for a ball, and it's 1-1. It's a one on, nobody out here. And that one bounced up there, a ball. 2-1. Definitely a warm afternoon here in Sealy. Pitch bounced up there, and it's 3-1. Fifth pitch now on for Painish. Columbus dressed out in the red and white. Washington County in the white uniforms with the green letters and numbers. And tomorrow when we see the Washington County green, it'll be the reverse. Pitch fouled away. And it's a full count now, 3-2. And next pitch, way high a ball, and unfortunately there's no. So does that count as a, I guess because it was his last pitch and he was supposed to swing and didn't. So that's two down now, or excuse me, one down now. I guess it goes down, I guess you count that as a strikeout? Not really sure. And this is Alexander batting now. And Alexander back to the pitcher, knocked down, and he's going to be safe. Infield hit, that was pretty good. And so two runners on now with one out. And pitch it bounced up there, ball. Swung on a miss by Barton. Yeah, one ball, one strike, with one out here in the bottom of the first. Next pitch, swing on, and that is going to be into right center. And that is going to be some trouble. Coming around and scoring is Stewart to make it 1-0 Columbus. And they're going to send the runner back to to third base. So it's an RBI single for Barton. And then on the throw back into the pitcher, then Barton took off for second. And so Smith the batter now. Lefty in the lineup. And pitch coming, and he fouls that one away. So runners at second and third, one out here in the bottom of the first inning. Yeah. Next pitch, swung on and missed. And 0-2. And next pitch, way high ball. Batting with two teammates aboard and only one out. And next pitch coming. And he sends this one a shot to third. And one run is in. And another one coming in. And it'll be... That'll get two runs home. And that'll make it now 3-0 Columbus. Pitch way hot. And Stovall swings and misses. 1-1. Still just one out in the inning. Columbus just needs two more runs to get their five-run maximum for the inning. And the pitch swung on and missed. And Stovall down on strikes for out number two. And this is going to be Schindler batting. Schindler batting left. And pitch swung on and missed, 0-1. Had a good cut at it. Just came up a little bit underneath, swung a little underneath it. And swung on and missed. And 0-2. Yeah, that one high, and he lays off that, and it's 1-2. And pops this one up, and that is going to go foul. And sends this one a ground ball back to the pitcher, and doesn't feel, wasn't able to pick it up cleanly, and it's going to get Schindler aboard. So runners at the corners now for the Columbus All-Stars, leading this one 3-0 in the bottom half of the first. And Anderson pops this one foul back. And this one ground ball back to the pitcher. And he's going to race to the home and put the tag on him and got him. Yeah. And that will retire the side. Nice play there by Lincoln Bell to get that final out. So in that inning, they do come up with three runs, and we go to the second inning, and it's Columbus leading Washington County White 3-0 back after we hear 60 seconds from our sponsors.
Thrivent is a proud sponsor of the Washington County Little League All-Stars. At Thrivent, we believe money is a tool, not a goal. Let us work with you to create a financial approach that reflects your priorities and helps you protect the things that matter to you, like family and giving back. Call us at 979-836-0693 for an appointment today.
Are you planning a home renovation or construction project? Look no further than Woodson Lumber. The stores in Brenham, Bryan, Caldwell, and Lexington are fully stocked with the best selection of lumber, building materials, doors, and windows. They have everything to bring your project to life, from top quality lumber to a wide variety of doors and windows. Their knowledgeable staff is here to help you every step of the way with expert advice and guidance to ensure your project is a success. Visit Woodson Lumber and let them help you make your dream home a reality.
Right, as we come back here, it'll be Ryan Runge leading things off for the Washington County All-Stars. Columbus leading this one 3-0 as we start the second inning. They play a regulation six at this level. And Runge sends this one. That is going to be, wow, what a catch by the shortstop there for Columbus. That was a nice running grab there. That's one of those you just tip your hat to. As Owen Maynard bats now. And Maynard swings and misses at the first pitch, 0-1. And Maynard swings and misses, 0-2. And bounced up there a ball, 1-2. And pitch to Maynard, swung on and missed. And he's down on strikes for out number two. And that'll bring up Lincoln Bell, the pitcher. And Bell smacks it one foul down the line. Just hooked it a little bit too much. Otherwise, he'd have could have run for daylight there as well as that one was hit. And pitch inside for a ball. And pitch inside for a ball. Bell trying to start a two-out rally here. And he's going to pop this one up. Foul back behind us. And it's 2-2. And swung and a missed. And down on strikes goes Bell, and that'll retire the sides in the inning. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left. We go to the bottom of the second. Columbus leading Washington County White 3-0. Back after we hear 60 seconds from the sports friends.
Collier Construction is pleased to be a part of the Brenham community and proud of the area youth. They support the local youth in their efforts to excel in all areas, whether it's in academics, sports, music, or drama. They send their thanks to the managers, coaches, Little League board, and parents of Washington County for their time and support during the All-Star season. Collier Construction congratulates the All-Stars and wishes them good luck in their upcoming games.
Would you like to be part of something bigger than yourself or even Brenham? While we gather for worship on Sundays and Wednesdays like most churches, at Christ Lutheran, there is so much more to the story. Like the vast number of lives impacted in our region and beyond are responding to God's love and sharing what we have been blessed with. Want to make a difference or simply be a part of a community that cares about others and relationships? Come just as you are. Christ Lutheran, where everyone fits.
As we go here to the bottom of the second inning, Dudashek leading things off for the Columbus All-Stars. Swings and misses at the first pitch, 0-1. Columbus with a 3-0 lead over the Washington County White team. These two teams met earlier today, and it was Columbus getting a 10-5 win after Washington County had beaten Hempstead Washington County White had beat Hempstead last night. And pitch taken for a ball, 1-1. That was pool play, and this is the start of bracket play. As we said, tomorrow we'll have the Washington County Green Team against either Belleville or Hempstead. That's scheduled for 1:30 start time, 1:15 pregame here on KWHI. Yeah, that one bounced up there, a ball. That's 2-2. That'll be the fifth pitch here for Dushek, so he's got to either get a hit or get an out. As we said, no walks allowed at this level. Yeah, swings and misses. He's down on strikes for out number one. And Fitzgerald swings, grounds this one to second, and throw to first, and overthrew. He'll take off for second base. And Washington County doing the right thing, getting it back to the pitcher. So runner at second, one down. And Hudek swings and misses. And this one, ground ball back to the pitcher. Throw to first and gets the out. And meanwhile, Fitzgerald kept right on running. He comes in to score. And that'll make it 4-0 in favor of Columbus. And that'll bring up Newman. Fourth batter of the inning here for Columbus. He chokes up on the bat. And first pitch to him, bounced up there, a ball. It's 1-0. And that one up high for a ball. 2-0 count on Newman. And pitch bounced up there, a ball. Coming to you from Jimmy Blue Schrader Field in Sealy. And boy, they really, I forget how long far back it was, they got a big grant to make a lot of improvements here at the ballpark, and the place is just absolutely gorgeous. They put in the turf fields and redone the concession area and the restrooms, and just looks great. And ground ball back to the pitcher, and with the fast man running, no choice but just to get back to the circle. And so an infield hit for Newman. And now we go back to the top of their batting order with Stewart. Stewart reached on there and scored the first run of the game. And the pitch to him is going to be swung on and fouled up the first base side over towards the Washington County White Team dugout. And next pitch. Stewart's in this one, a pop-up. Oh, off the glove. The pitcher Bell, and the runners are going to be safe everywhere. So runners first and second, and two outs. That'll bring up Painich now. Painich struck out his first time around. Swung out and missed, and it's 0-1. And that one fouled up the third base side over towards the Columbus dugout. And takes the next pitch for a ball. And it's a 1-2 count. And pitch taken, and it's 2-2 now. So this is his fifth pitch. And fouls that one back into the screen. That'll hold the count. And swung on a miss, and Painich down on strikes for the second time in the game. That'll retire the side. So no runs, one hit, one error. Or no, two errors, and one left on. And we're moving on to the third inning. And it is Columbus leading Washington County 4-0. Back after we hear 60 seconds from our sponsors.
In a world where plumbing issues have you drained, call a company that can provide same-day service, free inspections, estimates, and A1 quality plumbing service. A1 Quality Plumbing in Brenham can do just that, whether it's for residential, commercial, or even an emergency. With over 25 years of experience, they do repairs, remodeling, and new construction. Call 830-1877 today. That's 830-1877. Or go online to a1qualityplumbers.com. Family owned and operated. License number RMP 15749.
The roof is the most important part of a structure, whether it's your home, office building, garage, or storage building. You can trust DDM Buildings in Brenham and Bastrop to design a long-lasting, great-looking metal roof for whatever you want to build. Metal roofs are durable, fire-resistant, energy-efficient, and can add beauty and style to any structure. Whether you're replacing a roof or choosing one for a new building, DDM offers a wide variety of designs and colors to customize your new metal roof. Find out more at ddmbuildings.com. Or visit their offices in Brenham or Bastrop.
And as we come back here, Eli Merritt fouls off the first pitch. Be Merritt followed by Winken and then Kelchin. Ground ball to third. And they're not going to have a shot at him. Infield hit for Eli Merritt. And Luke Winken batting now. Washington County trying to get back into this one, trailing 4-0 here in the third. Yeah, pitch is bounced up there, a ball. And this one is a ground ball foul up the third base side. One ball, one strike. Next delivery. He has taken four balls, and it's 2-1. And that one back up the middle, knocked down by the pitcher. And going to throw to first, and he's out at first. And so now that'll bring up Drake Kelkin, or Kelton, rather. And this one back up the middle, and Fitzgerald up with it, throws to first. He's off, didn't hold on to it. And coming around and scoring is going to be Merritt. And now Kelton going to second base. Got pitcher bobbled the ball. Now he's heading to third. And he'll be in there. And now bring Miles Morales. It's now 4-1. Washington County gets their first points on the board, or first point on the board. And Morales pops this one up and almost caught there by the catcher Hudak. He made a valiant effort there. And next pitch to Morales, taken for a ball. It's 1-1. Yeah, had to chuckle a little bit when I saw Miles Morales on there. Like, ah, Spider-Man. And pitch taken for a ball. Nolan Yelderman waiting on deck. And pitch outside to Morales. It's 3-1. Yelderman would be the last player in the game that hadn't batted yet. So Morales trying to keep going and get him up this inning. And he pops this one up. And they make the catch and put the tag. And that's a double play. And so that's the score is 4-1 as Columbus leads. And we go to the bottom of the third inning. And back after we hear 60 seconds from our sponsors. So it is 4-1, Columbus with the lead, and we head to the bottom of the fourth inning, or excuse me, bottom of the third inning. Columbus leads at 4-1. Back after we hear 60 seconds from our sponsors.
Are you looking for a new home or wanting to sell your ranch? Pody Real Estate has been active in all aspects of real estate since 1978. They're family-owned and operated in the heart of downtown Brenham with everything from residential and country homes, farms and ranches, unimproved lots, acreage, and commercial property. Visit online at HodyRE.com to see their listings or call 836-8532 and receive the professional real estate marketing and representation you deserve. Hody Real Estate, roots for the home team this baseball season.
BVR Materials, a locally owned and operated company proudly serving Washington County and surrounding communities. They stock locally sourced select fill, general fill, sand, and topsoil. BVR Material also keeps limestone rock, limestone base, 3x5 riprap, and they have access to many other types of material. BVR Material does more than just haul dirt. They do house and barn pads, driveways and roads, ponds, and dozier work. Just call 979-530-5476. That's 530-5476. BVR Materials, with all the Little League All-Stars good luck this season.
And Alexander pops this one up, and it's going to be caught by Lincoln Bell. That'll be out number one. Yeah, that's how you like it. One pitch, one out. As we're in the bottom of the third, Columbus leading Washington County 4-1. Barton the batter. And he swings and misses at the first pitch. It's 0-1. And then Smith would be due up next for Columbus. And time is called. Shoe malfunction here. Yeah, it's untied, by the way. And so taking care of that. Now we're ready to resume. And next pitch, swung on, and line drive, base hit down the line. And Barton's got a chance for two. And he's got two, he's hitting for three. And get it back to the pitcher. And got him before he got to home plate. Barton just kept right on running, he should have stopped at third. And so it's a double, and then a 9-1 put out. That's two away now. And how about that gutsy play there by Lincoln Bell? He had a feeling he could get him, and he just took off and made the tag right before he got to home plate. So that's two down now. And Smith batting. Swing on and missed, 0-1. And that one back up the middle. Pitcher, the coach doing the pitching and do a dance to get out of the way of it and throw over to first. And it is going to be offline, and the runner will head to second. And that'll bring up Stovall. And pitch bounced up there, a ball. It's 1-0. And bounced up there, a ball. 2-0 count. And that one fouled away. And next pitch, ground ball. Back to the pitcher. Bell knocks it down. Throw to first. And got him. That'll retire the side. So in the inning, no runs. One hit, one error, and one left on. And we go to the top of the fourth inning. We're halfway there. It is Columbus leading Washington County White 4-1. Back after we hear another 60 seconds from our sponsors.
Experience business growth and success like never before with Branded Graphics in Brenham. As your ultimate marketing solution provider, they offer a range of services from commercial printing, signs, banners, and custom apparel to promotional products and marketing services. With their expertise, Branded Graphics becomes your trusted full-service branding partner. Visit BrandedGraphics.com and let it be the driving force behind your business's success. Branded Graphics wants to wish a special good luck to all the All-Stars from the big family in their district tournament games.
Tielemann Construction and Steg and Tielemann Plumbing, your hometown builder since 1956, have earned the reputation as one of the premier custom home builders in Washington County. They're family-owned and operated and known for their quality of materials, workmanship, and keen attention to detail. For custom residential homes, barn dominiums, remodels, and light commercial construction, choose Thielemann Construction and Stegen Thielemann Plumbing. Visit online at ThielemannHomes.com to make your building's visions come to life.
All right, as we come back here, top of the fourth inning, and a bouncer gets through, throw to first. They do get the out on Yellerman. Almost had a hit there. Nice play by the second baseman there for Columbus. As we're in the top of the fourth inning, and it is Columbus leading Washington County 4-1. By the way, a quick scoring update over on the softball field where the Washington County 7-year-old girls are taking on Belleville. That one tied. They just finished the fourth inning. It's tied 17-17 over there. So we'll keep you up to date on that one as the rest of the afternoon progresses here. And pitch is taken for a ball to Kaysen Parker. And pitch to him is fouled away, and it's 1-1. Parker and then Finke would be due up next. And sends this one a high pop, and the second baseman catches it. And that's two away. And that'll bring up Bo Finke now. And Finke lines that one. Shortstop over. And couldn't get a handle on the ball. Throw to first. And first baseman dropped it. And so he's safe. So Finke aboard now. They would have had out number three had the first baseman there. Smith held on to it. And so now Jackson Johnson, the batter. And he sends this one. The ground ball is short. And he is going to run to the bag and get the final out to retire the side. So in the inning for Washington County, no runs and no hits, one error and one left on. We go to the bottom of the fourth. It is still 4-1. Columbus leading by three. Back after we hear 60 seconds from our sponsors.
For quality water well pump repairs and new installation, call Steve at Bilski Water Well Service at 979-830-1298. They'll get your water flowing again, no matter the brand of pump or tank. They can even improve its taste and use by installing an iron filter or water softener. Bilski Water Well Service offers trenching service and free estimates on new wells. Get the best water out of your water well. Call Steve at Bilski Water Well Service at 979-830-1298. No job too small.
Since 1933, we've been your hometown bank, serving you and the community, better banking the way it should be.
Brenham National Bank supports our Washington County Little League All-Star teams. Good luck in your tournaments, and we hope you make lasting memories along the way. Brenham National Bank, member FDIC.
Serving the community, looking out for you at Brenham National Bank. That's what we do.
Back to go, and Schindler the batter, and he'll foul that one away over toward the Columbus dugout. We Schindler, Anderson, and Dushek here in the bottom half of the fourth inning. Washington County trailing 4-1. Like to keep holding them at bay here. And that one fouled away, and it's quickly here 0-2 on Schindler. And that one taken for a ball. And it's 1-2. And swung and a missed. And Schindler down on strikes for out number one. And that'll bring up Anderson. Pitch swung out and missed, and his 0-1 took a big rip of that one and came up empty. And Anderson swings and misses. And it's 0-2. And Anderson swings and misses, and he's down on strikes. Two away now, and that'll bring up Dushek. Ah, there we go. On the interest music there, one of my favorites, Don't Stop Believing by Journey. Can never go wrong with Journey. Pitch is a ball, 1-0. And bounce up there, ball. 2-0 count now on Dushek. Nobody on, and two outs.
Let's go. Let's go. Get him out. Get him out. One out.
And bounce up there, ball. 3-0. And the pitch. Swung on a miss. And Dushek down on strikes. Or I guess he said he fouled it off. I didn't think he did, but we'll see. And next pitch. And that one's going to be sent over to first. And all he's got to do is pick it up, and Stalig didn't get it on time. And so Dushek reaches. And that'll bring up Fitzgerald. That one, it was kind of our default, the first baseman there for Washington County. Eli Merritt, that thing took some weird bouncing on that turf out there. And this one, a line drive over the third baseman's head into left field for a base hit. Clean hit there by Fitzgerald. That'll bring up Hudek. And pitch down low, a ball. Hudek picked up an RBI on the ground down his last time up. And swung out and missed. And that makes it 1-2. And next pitch coming. Swung out and missed. And one ball, two strikes now on Hudek. Runners at first and second. And that one, a ground ball in the second. And they are going to put the tag on the runner and get the out. And so in the inning, no runs. One hit, one error, two left on. And we go to the top of the fifth inning. It is Columbus leading Washington County 4-1. Back end, we hear another 60 seconds from our sponsors.
Hi, friends. Gary Durenberger with Bank of Brenham. Being local, friendly, and mobile is at the core of Bank of Brenham's commitment to our customers and the communities we serve. Being local means we're conveniently located in downtown Brenham, in Chapel Hill, and Bryan College Station. Being friendly means, well, being friendly. And being mobile means the ability to manage your account from the convenience of your smartphone. Local, friendly, mobile. Three really good reasons to bank with Bob, 836-3332, or online at bankbob.com. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
When you shop for a new car or truck, you probably don't look at only one make and model. You want choices. When you buy insurance, you should have choices too. At Wellman Insurance Agency, that's what we do. Because we're an independent insurance agency, Wellman Insurance can offer you many choices of insurance companies for your new vehicle. Companies you're familiar with, like Travelers, Nationwide, Safeco, Germania, Progressive, Hohheim Prairie, just to name a few. And we'll search for the best discounts available. Get more choices by calling Wellman Insurance Agency today. Or visit our website at wellmaninsurance.com for the location nearest you.
To the top of the fifth, Remedio swings and misses 0-1. Next pitch, inside for a ball, and 1-1. And Remedio swings and misses 1-2. Bounce up there, ball. Two balls, two strikes. And swung and missed. And Remedios down on strikes for out number one. And that'll bring up Ryan Runge. And Runge sends this one to ground ball to the second. Second baseman lets it go in between his legs, and Runge will reach base. Slow roller, and I think on that end, since the second baseman was looking towards first instead of looking for the ball and just never made it into his glove. That'll bring up Owen Maynard. Yeah, swings and misses the first pitch, 0-1. And foul tip, 0-2. Watch it hit the bat. And that one taken for a ball. One ball, two strikes. Washington County trailing by three, trying to get those runs back. Come through with a big rally like the one they had in the opener. And Maynard sends this one on a slow roller up the first base side. And he's going to be safe. And now that'll bring up Lincoln Bitt. And Bell sends this one a high pop. And that's going to be caught. And that is going to be a tag in the bag and a double play. And so now that's going to send us to the bottom of the fifth inning. And Washington County with... Washington County leading this one, and we'll come back after we hear 60 seconds from our sponsors.
Being part of your local community really matters at CSB. That's why you'll find the same friendly faces you know and trust to greet you at our doors. For all your personal banking and business banking needs, stop by and see us. Citizen State Bank, local people making local decisions since 1925. Member FDIC.
Start preparing for warmer weather and keep your livestock cool with a new stock tank from Woodson Lumber. They have any size to fit your needs and budget. Woodson Lumber offers a wide range of treated fence posts, barbed wire, and field fence to suit any property size and keep your livestock secured and protected. With expert staff to guide you and high-quality products that cater to your specific needs, Woodson Lumber is your one-stop shop for everything you need to thrive in your farm or ranch. Come visit us today in Brenham, Caldwell, and Lexington.
And we head to the bottom half of the fifth inning. Columbus leading Washington County 4-1. And it is Newman leading things off, and he fouls away the first pitch. It'll be Newman followed by Stewart and then Painish here in the bottom of the fifth. The 12-1-2 hitters. And this one is a fly ball, and that is going to drop in for a hit. And they still almost had him at first, but he just beats it out. And next pitch coming. And runner was going, and it's safe at first. And so now we go to Painters with runners at first and second, nobody out. Columbus trying to add to their 4-1 lead. Panic swings and misses 0-1. And that one ground ball and foul up the third base side. No balls, two strikes. And taking away a ball is 1-2. Tip. And I think Painter is out, so that is one down. Now waiting on the next batter, Alexander. This one popped up and fouled over to the Washington County dugout. This one got a missed. 0-2 on Alexander. That one is going to go over to the shortstop. Shortstop knocked it down, but can't get anybody out. Pitcher misses the ball, and they're going to put the tag on it. And he's out of the baseline. I think that's what the umpire is signaling. He's out of, ran out of the baseline. That is going to be two outs. So the run does not count. And that'll bring up Barton. So we got runners at second and third. And that one, a ground ball. That's going to get through for a hit. That's going to score at least one. And two. Two-run single for Birch. And now Smith the batter. Swing and I missed. And Smith waiting on the next pitch. Yeah, that one's going to drop in. Miscommunication there by the third baseman and the shortstop. And so next up we'll bring up Stovall. Pitch going. Long talk session there. It's 2-0. Yeah, that one's a pop up back to the pitcher and takes a wicked roll on the turf. And runner's going to be safe everywhere. And so Schindler batting now. And that one back to the pitcher, and he's going to run. Oh, man, makes it. Oh, knocked it out of his hands. And so that'll make it now 7-1. And Anderson batting now. Base is loaded with... So we've got some questions going on there as Anderson pops that one up. No balls, two strikes, and two outs. As they were pointing out, I think what the discussion's over is with as Anderson will pick that up in a minute, ground ball, and they will get the out there, and that'll retire. That should retire the side. And I think that might be the ball, because it's going to the sixth inning, but Columbus scored They've got a six-run lead. The most Washington County can score because of the five limit. They mostly can get it to six, so that is going to be it. Your final score, Columbus is going to win this one. 7-1 the final score. And so that will send us to the post game. And we'll go ahead and send you back to the studios. And let's hear 3 minutes from our sponsors.
Breathing, it's just what we do. But is the air you're breathing even clean? Do you know? That's where we come in. Holly here for Green Duck Services. Let us come in and clean your air ducts to reduce allergens, improve air quality, remove mildew, and increase energy efficiency. Our only job is literally to change the air you breathe. So give us a call today, 979-421-9191, to book your appointment or for a free estimate. You can also check us out, greenduckservices.com.
Plan North Architectural Company in Brenham offers a wide range of architectural services, including construction documentation, consultation, concept designs, master planning, interior design, city permitting, program management, and construction administration. Plan North, the architectural company passionate about creating spaces that are beautiful and functional. Plan North Architectural Company in Brenham proudly supports the Little League All-Stars. They hope you'll join them in showing support for the youth during the Little League All-Star Games.
The team at Texas Farm Credit supports local communities and agriculture with reliable financial services, and we are ready to support you as well. If you're considering purchasing a farm, ranch, or any place in the country, give Texas Farm Credit a call. We have been lending money for over 100 years and will be around at least 100 more. We also offer lines of credit, home loans, and ag insurance. Call us at 836-2572, visit online at texasfarmcredit.com, or stop by our office at 1301 Highway 290 East in Brenham.
Double D Glass Services is your residential glass service provider in Brenham. Do you need glass fixed or replaced? Then Double D is the place. Whether it's shower doors, mirrors, tabletops, window screens, replacement windows, or stock glass, they have you covered. Visit their Facebook page to see before and afters of their previous work. For more information and estimates, call David Drayen at 979-830-7938. Double D Glass Services in Brenham congratulates the Washington County All-Star teams playing in the Little League District Tournament. Brennan Industrial Group, your hometown waste and recycling company in Brenham, offers a wide variety of services: residential, commercial, and construction waste removal and recycling, metal recycling, portable sanitation, container rental. Their scrap yard is open Monday through Friday, 8 to 4. Their collection station is open Monday through Friday, 8 till 5, and Saturday, 9 till 1. Big would also like to wish all the Little League players good luck on their All-Star Tournament, and special luck to all the All-Stars from the Big family. Brennan Industrial Group, your hometown waste and recycling company.
Tieleman Construction and Steg and Tieleman Plumbing, your hometown builder since 1956, have earned the reputation as one of the premier custom home builders in Washington County. They're family-owned and operated and known for their quality of materials, workmanship, and keen attention to detail. For custom residential homes, barn dominiums, remodels, and light commercial construction, choose Tieleman Construction and Steg and Tieleman Plumbing. Visit online at TielemanHomes.com to make your building's visions come to life.
All right, as we come back here to Jimmy Blue Schrader Field in Sealy, and it was Columbus defeating the Washington County White team 7-1. Here it was the game was a lot closer than the score would indicate. Just some key miscues. And if Washington County could play work a little more on their defense, they could be right there with them. But Columbus gets their second win of the day over Washington County White. They'd actually beat them in the pool play 10-5 earlier. And so now Columbus moves on. They will play tomorrow at 4:30 against the winner of the game between the Washington County Green team. Washington County Green will play the winner of Belleville and Hempstead tomorrow afternoon at 1:30. And we'll have that one for you right here on KWHI. And then Washington County Green would also play again. If they win, they would play Columbus at 4:30. If they lose, they would play Washington County White at 3 o'clock. So we'll have to wait and see how that first game goes. But we will have two for you here. We'll have a twofer on Sunday. And so we hope you can join us for that. Just got a report on the final on the girls' side. It was Washington County over Belleville, 18-17. So Washington County continues on to the winner's bracket there. That one, congratulations to Ren Ronderman and his crew over there for getting the victory. I know Grandma Kathy's happy on that one. And in the meantime, we're going to take another break, and we've got more to come here on the postgame after we hear another 2 minutes from our sponsors.
It's the first day of the first grade, and she found a new best friend. It's a laid-back Sunday afternoon you wish would never end.
The homemade taste of Bluebell and good friends gathered round. The good old days of being made right now.
Her original gold-rimmed homemade vanilla. The country's gold standard of ice cream flavor since 1969. Its hand-cranked taste takes you back to simpler times. That's why we put the word home right on the carton.
The good old days are being made right now.
Look for Bluebell ice cream at all Walgreens stores and all Arlen's stores.
Summer's here, and you know what that means. It's All-Star season. Before you travel to the games, stop in a Guadalajara restaurant in Brenham and enjoy your favorite Mexican entree. Or eat the delicious buffet every weekday during lunch and Friday and Saturday in the evening. Having a team get-together to celebrate your wins? Bring your Little League team to Guadalajara and use a private dining room. The next time you're craving Mexican food, head to Guadalajara at 1308 Prairie Lee in Brenham.
Okay. Want to support a local business with local employees? Come to Brenham's Napa Auto Parts. Pro Auto Supply isn't owned by some out-of-state corporation. It's locally run by caring employees who not only are the best countermen in Brenham, but only sell high-quality parts so you won't get stranded. Hydraulic hoses made while you wait. Thousands of parts for your cars, trucks, and tractors, and a huge inventory of filters. Come see Brenham Napa Auto Parts at 1102 South Austin at 5th Street or call them at 836-1964. Napa keeps Brenham moving.
All right, as we come back here and we continue with more of our postgame show, and we just learned Belleville defeated Hempstead 13-2, and so it will be Washington County Green and Belleville tomorrow at 1:30, 1:15 pregame here on KWHI. Winner of that game will play Columbus at 4:30, and as we said, the loser will play Washington County White at 3 o'clock, so whichever we end up at, we will have two for you tomorrow. And then we hope to pick the girls back up on, picking the girls back up on Monday night. But we'll cross that bridge when we get there. But in the meantime, Washington County jumped out, Columbus jumped out with the early lead as they scored three runs in the first inning. Yeah, let's see. Oops. Got too many papers up here. And then they would score one run in the second. Washington County would come back in the third and get a run to make it 4-1. And then they would get three more runs in the bottom half of the fifth inning. And due to the five-run limit, with Columbus having a 7-1 lead, it could have gone and played a six, but because the most Washington County could have got was five, so it would have only at most been 7-6. It would have still been a loss. So elected to go ahead and complete the game, and so Washington County white team falls this afternoon. Let's go ahead and take another break and be back after we hear another 2 minutes from our sponsors.
There's one word when you think of La Morelos, and that word is fresh. That's because their meat market offers fresh-cut meat to your specifications. They have fresh produce and freshly made Mexican pastries daily. They serve breakfast tacos and lunch plates Monday through Friday. It doesn't get any better or fresher than at La Morelos. Open 7 days a week, 7 a.m. till 9:30 p.m. Visit visit La Morelos at 1501 South Market in Brenham. The next time you want fresh. La Morelos wishing all the Washington County All-Stars luck on this year's season.
Whether you're building a new home, buying a new home, or needing insurance for your current home, Dahman & Associates in Brenham can help you save money. Dahman & Associates, your local Germania agent, offers many discounts on homeowners insurance to help lower your premium, like discounts for a new home, being claims-free, for central burglar and fire alarm, and having companion auto and life insurance or a liability umbrella policy. To save money on your homeowner's insurance, call Dahman & Associates, your trusted local Germania agent in Brenham at 836-4241.
Washington Animal Clinic, quality veterinary medicine and surgery for large and small animals, supports the youth of Washington County. Washington Animal Clinic is especially proud of the Washington County Little League All-Stars and their coaches. Good luck to all of the All-Stars out there from Washington Animal Clinic, 2100 Highway 36 North in Brenham. Keep your pets and livestock happy and healthy. Visit Washington Animal Clinic, 2100 Highway 36 North, or call 836-453 to make your appointment.
The Blinn College District is proud to support Washington County students on the field, on the court, and especially in the classroom. With the Blinn College Washington County Scholarship, eligible Washington County residents who recently graduated high school could receive up to $1,000 in tuition support during their first academic year. The scholarship is open to part-time and full-time students, and you can take classes online or on any Blinn campus. So learn more today at blinn.edu/scholarships.
All right, as we come back here to the ballpark, I was just talking to my good friend Nicholas Odell from the Brenham Banner Press, and he was filling me in on the girls' game, and another wild one over there. But congratulations to the girls, the 7-year-old softball All-Stars getting their win. So they will play tomorrow night at 4:30, or tomorrow evening at 4:30 for that one. And so they continue through the winner's bracket. They beat Belleville 18-17 there. And so that's a good win. And meanwhile, as we said, Washington County White falling to Columbus 7-1. And Washington County Green, because they won both of their pool play games, they had a bye today. And they will play Belleville tomorrow at 1:30. And so that should be a good one here. We're going to get out here and hopefully grab a couple of wins here tomorrow. And so we're definitely looking forward to that. We got one more break to get in, and then we'll be back to wrap it up. But let's send you back to the studios in your 2 minutes from our sponsors.
Kiki Egg Farm proudly supports the Washington County Little League All-Stars and would like to give a very special shout-out to number 4, Charlie Majeski. The owners at Kiki Egg Farm take great pride and satisfaction in providing your family with a healthy dietary option packed with protein and key nutrients. Look for Kiki Egg Farm's fresh eggs at your local grocery or convenience store and finer food markets. Congratulations and good luck to the Washington County All-Stars. Take state!
Everyone at Burton Friends and Neighbors Park invites you to support the Washington County All-Star teams this summer by attending their tournaments. Burton Friends and Neighbors is an avid supporter of the youth in Burton. That's why the folks with the Burton Friends and Neighbors work so hard building and maintaining the sports park in Burton. For more information about Burton Friends and Neighbors, call 451-3441. Go Washington County All-Stars! Here's wishing you a great season from everyone at Burton Friends and Neighbors Park Project.
Since 1933, we've been your hometown bank, serving you and the community, better banking the way it should be.
Brenham National Bank supports our Washington County Little League All-Star teams. Good luck in your tournaments, and we hope you make lasting memories along the way. Brenham National Bank, member FDIC.
Serving the community, looking out for you at Brenham National Bank. That's what we do.
Felder's Buy and Buy put the convenience in the term convenience store. When you're in a hurry and don't have time for the hassle of a large grocery store, head to Felder's Buy and Buy at 2111 South Market in Brenham. They offer grocery staples like bread and milk, snacks, fountain drinks, ice, lottery tickets, and top quality Shell gas. Need to cash a check? Take advantage of their check cashing service. And it's so fast. Park right at the door, run in, buy what you need, and say bye on your way out. That's Felder's Buy and Buy, the convenience store.
All right. right, and that's going to do it for us here. I want to thank the good folks in Sealy for their hospitality this afternoon. I want to thank you, the folks at home, for tuning in. Of course, we thank all our sponsors who make these broadcasts possible. And for you, the folks at home, we will see you again tomorrow. In the meantime, for all of us here at KWHI Sports, Doug Brown saying good night, everybody.